I am so excited for this little bit. We've got LA Mitchell live in the studio. Hey,
thank
you. How are you?
I am very, very well. Yep, very, just very landed well. In Auckland.
Great.
They detained my baggage in Christchurch.
Oh no.
Because there was something in it that was maybe suspicious.
Oh no, what do you think it was?
I'm not sure. I had like a tin of money and like CDs in the middle. I have three projectors. And I have a lot of USB cables and a USB splitter.
Okay.
And like another device that I use is like an in-ear monitor. So I'm unsure, but I've managed to arrive here and make it here in time, even though my bag was like left in Christchurch and then sent on another flight. But they didn't take any of my stuff away from me. So, you know.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it was a good outcome.
They were probably just like, what is she doing with this many projectors?
I know.
Oh, that is hilarious.
And a massive wig. Maybe that was the thing. Actually, I didn't check whether they left the wig.
Could have been the wig.
Could have been the wig.
Well, I'm glad you're here safe and sound now. So you're up in Auckland for some exciting events.
Yeah, I've been putting on these shows. There's two really cool things that I've been doing. I've been putting on these two workshops for women. I've done these in Nelson and Christchurch and Wellington so far, and specifically for women because I have this memory of my mum being told when she was singing when I was young, they would tell my mum, my dad would say, "Oh, Annie, do shut up," you know, like to try and like stop her from singing. And then there's just a couple of other moments of impetus around women and singing, I think, as I began taking these workshops on wanting to revive or allow women a safe space to reconnect with their singing voice, which can feel really vulnerable for people. And a place especially where people often express loss or grief. So there was a lot of women coming who were saying, "I just really needed this in my life. And I just really needed a place where I could sing out loud." So there's moments in the workshop where we're talking about knowledge and helping to like condition and recondition and revive the voice. But there's also moments where we're singing and there's kind of a freedom in there. And as I began doing these workshops, I heard the news that women in Iran were not allowed to sing anymore.
That's terrible. I wasn't aware of that.
So there's conversations they're not allowed to have and they cannot sing. And that broke my heart because I thought, and so there I was sitting with these women and we were experiencing this freedom that has been taken away from other women in other places. So it felt super poignant. I felt like, oh, this is a very important thing to be doing. And so those have been just joyful and restorative and good. So I am bringing those to Auckland on Saturday. One's at 10 o'clock and one's at 1 o'clock.
Very exciting.
Yeah, just for women if they want to come and experience, have a bit of fun singing, learn a few tips and tricks that might help them feel better about being in their voices, better about using their body, a bit of breathing, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And then this is all at Pitt Street Methodist Church. And then in the evening I'm hosting a show which is just me and a piano. The piano is like a paid actor in the scene and just this nice stoic instrument and myself. And that's been really beautiful too, just to share songs. I share lots of songs from artists. I have a bit of a penchant for songs around the late 60s, 1970s period.
I get where you're coming from.
There's a lot of beautiful music in that period of time. Yeah. Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, Carole King, Nina Simone. So there's a few of those sorts of covers that I wanted to bring into the set because I really adore their songwriting. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I have very good memories of being on a road trip with my mum and my sister, and Carole King's Tapestry was just repeat.
That is it, yeah.
But, you know, we were all singing in the car and it's like just that joined freedom, you know, you're joined to other people, but especially when you're singing something you're thinking of yourself, you're able, it's kind of the truest voice.
Yes.
Really.
Yeah.
And I think that's really beautiful that you're bringing that to so many other women.
Yeah, thank you. It's been like more than rewarding for me too, just to be a vehicle for women to be able to make a noise, and that noise is totally acceptable and wanted and needed and Yeah, there's something really important about the voice in that way. And the thing I like about it too, we kind of go through breath, is the recognition of exhaling. You're letting an emotion that's inside of your body kind of like come out of
right
your body.
Out.
And it's like you move something along at the same time.
It sounds like a really wonderful experience. So what are the times if women listening want to get involved?
Yeah, definitely. The times, there's one session at 10 a.m.
Cool.
And they're about an hour and a half, and it's a group of women all together, so you're not singing on your own. And then the next session is at 1 p.m. And so there are tickets for the workshops and the show are on my website, which is lamitchell.nz. So people can go there and find tickets to both the workshops or the show. Yeah.
Oh, I'm really excited for you. And just thank you for the mahi you're doing. Like, that is really, really strong stuff. You're also going to play a song for us.
I'm going to play some songs.
Yeah, okay. Should we make some sounds?
We'll make some sounds. And so this was this is my acoustic version of using one of the songs that I released recently. So I haven't really been releasing music as LA Mitchell for about 10 years.
Wow.
And in that time I became a mother, and I've been doing a project with my husband with indie folk called Terrible Sons. And so like there's just been a lot of other things going on. And but I just kind of felt that deep calling, I suppose, as you do. I don't know if people are writers or like... then you just have a deep calling somewhere that says, okay, it's time that you sat down and did something. And so these are the songs that I'm bringing out to the world in this last year. We released this one. It's called Slow Dancing.
Oh, beautiful.
Coming close. Here's a voice I don't remember. Giving me the words like a yell is flying through the forest, scattering the birds. Sirens quiver in the air, triggers an echo. I stay quiet to hear it clicking out a code. Here I come. Slow dancing when the world is spinning. Slow dancing when the world is spinning. String up the lights and see. After all this time, my feet are underneath me. Slow dancing. Skin is thin, sensitive to comments, bristled by the words. Why wait till now to bring up all my feelings, spit them in the dirt. Sirens quiver in the air, triggers an echo. I stay quiet to hear it clicking out a code. Here I come, honey. Slow dancing when the world is spinning. Slow dancing when the world is spinning. String up the lights and see.
Oh my God, that was just incredible. Oh, yeah. I don't know about you listeners, but that was, oh, that's got quite an addictive little beat, that piano. Ah,
yes,
it?
Thank you. Yeah, it was hard to translate. Like, the song itself is a lot of rhythm and drums and, yeah, like bass. And so, yeah, just trying to make the board work pretty hard.
But it sounded incredible. I can't get enough. So we'll all head along to your gig, I reckon.
I hope so. Yeah, it'll be so fun to see some new friendly faces in Tamaki Makaurau. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just really wonderful to see how much joy not only you get from music, but that you spread with music.
I hope so, eh? Because, yeah, it's not an easy life out there, eh? By any stretch of the imagination.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good to feel like something that you can contribute, right? Yeah. Has a potential to shift a mood or to, make people feel like they belong in a space or have some unity or togetherness.
And what better way than music, right?
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much. That was LA Mitchell up on 95 BFM Drive chatting to us and playing some great songs.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.